what the heck is going on with planet Earth now to have all these volcanoes, these rift volcanoes, everything heated up and starting to cook at the same time? I mean, is a planet in the mists of blowing up? What's going on?
No, this is a cycle. But what I believe is that it has to do, as we go through this cycle, it's called the precession cycle. But as we go through this, I believe that we're headed for a magnetic reversal. And as our, because right now the Earth's magnetic field is declining, the magnetic field strength is declining. And according to my research, these same things have happened during previous magnetic reversals. There was a magnetic reversal about 11,500 years ago. Now, a lot of scientists, you will read, and if there are any scientists listening out here, has probably heard that the last magnetic reversal was about 780,000 years ago, called the Brunhilde-Matayama magnetic reversal. That is what you read in the papers. But I have a chart from Geophysical Research Letters that shows that there was a magnetic reversal about 11,500 years ago.
What causes this reversal, Robert?
No one knows. But what happens, for anyone listening who, I imagine most of your listeners know what that is, but for anyone who doesn't, is I don't think the Earth flips upside down. I don't think it's that sort of thing.
You mean physically?
Right.
Okay.
I don't think that it's I believe the Earth still stays physically the way it is.
All right.
It's just that compasses, instead of
when pointing
a compass
north.
Points north, suddenly it's pointing towards Antarctica.
Right.
Instead of towards the Arctic.
But that, and you know what? And it plays havoc with animals and pigeons and anything that I think uses the North Pole for its homing. Right.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing is that has occurred. There was another magnetic reversal 23,000 years ago, the Mono Lake magnetic reversal. There was one.
And then it comes back, right?
Yes. What happens is our magnetic field strength declines, as it is now. It declines till it's about 15% of its normal value. Then it does a very rapid
reversal.
Does the reversal? Yes. Now
does it do a reversal like a clock would, where it goes like that, or does it reverse and then go back up like right, left, you know, like that?
Sometimes, and this is part of why they don't always show up in the geologic record. Sometimes, rather than a full reversal, it will be what they call a magnetic excursion. So the North Pole will move south, let's say south of the equator, and then it will snap back and point north again. And no one knows why. Sometimes it does the full reversal, sometimes it doesn't.
You mean with all the science we have, through all the great minds we have no idea what causes this?
That is correct. Now, I believe it has to do with our precessionary cycle. And if you, let me see if I can explain that.
Does the core, you know, the core is moving, right?
I hear that.
Within the planet. The core moves. What if that reverses and goes the other way? Is that possible? And that's what causes the magnetic shift?
Well, yes, it's possible.
I don't know what would cause it to do that, but I mean, I'm an old Navy guy, and, you know, when you are in a submarine, which I've never been, but, you know, when that propeller goes, but if they want to go in reverse, they flip it, and it goes the other way right away. I mean, why can't that happen with the core?
Well, let me explain to you what happens with this thing that I'm calling precession of the equinoxes, is that right now, if you could put a stick all the way through the Earth, right through the axis of a rotation, that stick would point toward and then have that stick point toward the heavens. That stick would point toward the star Polaris. But it doesn't remain pointing that way. It slowly turns. If you've ever spun a top, you know that top doesn't, tops never stand straight up and down. They're always tilted.
A little wobbly.
And they always turn in a circle. They're tilted in one way, and then they're tilted the other way, but they make a circle. With the Earth's axis of rotation does that same thing. It wobbles in a full circle. So right now it points towards the star Polaris, but it slowly turns so that 11,500 years from now it's pointing to the star to Vega,
mm-hmm.
and 11,500 years after that is pointing back to the star Polaris again. Well, when I look at that, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, you know, 11,500 years from now, we are no longer aligned with anything.
Hurricane Katrina.
Go ahead.
I don't know what that sound was, but anyway, as we turn, we are totally turning out of alignment with the entire solar system. And I think something has to give.